92.9 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
A new chapter of music history was added to our big book of rock and pop this week because the Vince Guaraldi Trio soundtrack album to the TV show A Charlie Brown Christmas has broken into the top 10 of the Billboard album sales charts for the first time ever, 55 years after it was first released in December of 1965. That's astonishing. And I think it goes to show that we don't just love those old Christmas songs, we love the old holiday TV shows too. That's one of six holiday albums in the top 10 this week, and those rankings combine sales and streaming data. It was also a chart-dominating year for the Queen of Christmas, Mariah Carey. Several of her songs were big hits again this year with sales and streaming and radio airplay. Oh, there is one other piece of holiday music news. For the first time since it was released, I think it came out in 1984, the Wham song Last Christmas finally hit number one on the pop charts in England. It's amazing how people gravitate to these songs when the holidays roll around, but it takes them a long time to be certified as hits on the charts.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons and get random notes from around the planet from 92.9 WBPM.